This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Revving Up, where we talk everything to do with automobiles. I'm Stanford Masters and with me is Advait Berde.
Hello there.
So today's topic, monsoons. More specifically, we're going to tell you how to take care of your vehicle before the rain starts and the precautions you should be taking while you're out on a ride. So Advait, how would you want to start your preparations for the monsoon?
Of course, I would like to emphasize that we are talking about monsoons in Mumbai.
Yes.
So it is not just the rains from above that we have to take care of. We also have to look at the condition of the roads below us.
Of course.
So the first point in concern are the tires, obviously, because that is the first point of contact between you and the ground.
Yeah, sure.
So what I feel that the tires should not only be well maintained, they should also be taken care of that they have good grip and also they have good water dispersing properties.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, you mean to say that just check on your tires before the
thing. Typically, many,
if necessary, then probably get them replaced with newer tires, right?
And many companies often offer radial tires, which have better water dispersing properties. Uh-huh. So people should opt for that ideally. But if not, then at least good cross-ply tires should do.
Oh, for sure. Yes. So then, what about this thing then? I mean, there's some like, for braking and everything, I mean, braking would
be of course, braking is another crucial issue. Luckily, the government has made it mandatory for two-wheelers especially to have ABS in them.
So even everything above 125 cc now.
So even in cases of urgent braking, the chances of the wheel locking and the rider skidding are diminished. However, in case of cars, there are two wheels which are braking at the same time as opposed to one wheel in case of bikes. So, the chances of the car sliding out of control is a little more.
Yeah.
But if the rider or the driver takes care to brake properly and to check the road when braking, it shouldn't be an issue.
Oh, for sure. Okay, tell us about the bike itself then. I mean, in terms of aesthetics, like what would you say for paint protection or...
See, one of the most common misconceptions of people is that they like to cover their bike as much as possible. They like to keep their bike or vehicle under wraps.
Yeah,
but the problem what happens is that if your vehicle is, say, moist or wet from the rains, and if you cover it up immediately after getting home, then the moisture tends to collect in the crevices and nooks of your vehicle.
Okay.
And that is worse for your vehicle as it rusts the joints and bolts of your vehicle. So be it a bike, be it a car, your bolts and your nuts which are holding your vehicle together will get rusted.
For sure.
As opposed to the superficial rust that people see.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, another thing that most people consider is getting anti-rust coating over their vehicle. But nowadays, the vehicles are built of plastic or fiber or acrylic as opposed to the entire metal bodies of yesteryear's vehicles. So rather than anti-rusting solutions, it is better that people opt for a paint protection film, that is PPF. I have personally done all my PPF work from Thane. There is a good place there. Otherwise, if not PPF, then at least good waterproof rain covers for the vehicle should do.
True.
Should suffice.
Okay. So, in terms of the rider himself, I mean, what kind of precautions should he take?
See, ideally, of course, the rider should wear a helmet.
And obviously, I mean, that goes without saying for any season for that matter.
For that matter, yeah, that is true. But when it comes to his visor, often the visor tends to fog up. So what the rider should do, if not, if he does not have a helmet which has an anti-fog visor installed in it, he can, the best, one of the cheapest and homemade solutions is apply some shaving foam over it, let it dry up and then wipe it off with a clean cloth. It will at least help your breath to not get condensed
On
the inside of the visor, yeah, so that the vision does not get compromised.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so this was something that always puzzled me. I mean, what's the difference between carbureted and fuel-injected bikes? I mean,
so,
how would it change?
In layman's language, a carbureted engine is when you control the fueling manually, and a fuel-injected engine is when the bike does the work for you. So, in case of a carbureted engine, one of the most important factors to take care of is the knob is in your hands.
Okay.
The fuel control is in your hands. So, if there is a slight chance or even if you have a slight doubt that the carburetor might have a leak or it might have an opening where the water can seep through, it can be catastrophic. because a lot of Royal Enfield motorcycles especially face this issue where the carburetor creates a gap in between the fueling pipe and from there the water goes in and the bike just shuts down in the middle of nowhere. In case of fuel injected bikes, there are less chances of the injector in itself malfunctioning. However, there are chances that water can seep through gaps or holes in the fuel tank perhaps, say if you are fueling somewhere and a little water seeps through, and that can damage or affect the fuel injector negatively. So those are certain areas where the motorcyclists should take care of.
Okay, well, now getting on to precautions while you're already out in the rains, I mean while riding and everything, what do you think about riding gear? Is there some kind of specific type of gear that you would want to wear?
Yes, apart from the basic safety gear that riders should wear, there are also optional high visibility gears in the form of, say, jackets or helmets or shoes, which typically have a radiant strap over it, and they can obviously increase the visibility of the rider to a great extent.
Especially you mean reflective strips?
Reflective strips, yes. Yeah. Especially in areas where, at night of course, where there are low visibility or there are no street lights, if someone is planning for a monsoon ride, say, to somewhere on the outskirts of the city, then they will definitely need high visibility gears so that they don't become invisible for other motorists.
No, for sure. But you know, one more thing, Advait, I mean, there's always a dry lane on the road. So usually while you're riding or if you're in a car or something, it's advisable to pick a dry lane. Now that would obviously keep you away from oil spills and everything that you that will usually happen in the center of the lane itself. So if you're a biker also, you should not be riding in the center of a lane. You always pick the lane where the car tires are always running, because there's fuel falling from a car, there's probably oil falling. And there was another thing I wanted to talk about is helmet vents. I mean, I know a lot of Indian helmets for that matter don't really have very good ventilation systems, but some of the bigger, better helmets do. What do you think about that? Should they be open or closed during the monsoon?
See, actually, the basic purpose of ventilation is to circulate the air in the helmet, obviously.
Yeah, true.
So, if the vents are open, naturally the air will be circulated better and the chances of fogging are reduced. But also, sometimes the rider can get uncomfortable if the all of the vents are open. So, opening the vents is up to the rider's discretion. However, in case of car riders, car drivers, I would definitely recommend that when they are driving in heavy rain and if they are continuously driving for a long while, they should keep their AC vents open, simply for the fact that if the internal air is circulating inside for too long, it can become suffocating. Because obviously the outside weather is much cooler than the inside weather. So the cooler air should come inside. It will obviously help the system better. And also in case of car drivers, if there is a pouring rain, apart from keeping on the hazard lights, they should also keep their headlights on, simply for the fact that it gives better visibility for others. If there is say a heavy sheet of rain in front of you.
Wouldn't you say that, like, you know, having hazard lights on constantly would also put the driver in the back in a false state of caution? I mean, it would be an unnecessary...
No, but see, if there is a case of, say, heavy rain, where there are sheets of rain falling continuously and the rider is not able to make out the shape of, or the size of the vehicle, then at least the distance between two hazard lights can warn him that how wide the vehicle should is in front of him. See, because obviously, bikers don't have that liberty of having wipers on their visors. Or even in case of cars, if they are behind a truck or say a line of trucks, they need to understand from where and when they can overtake. You know, so keeping the hazard lights on in case of heavy rains is always advisable. But also, keeping the headlights on is an additional benefit, an additional precaution.
Okay, so what about puddles? I mean, we obviously have to avoid them, but what should be done? I mean, should we just slow down and like go through them if it's unavoidable? Or
see, actually calling them puddles is a bit of an understatement. They are practically massive potholes. But in case of cars, obviously they cannot avoid the potholes in every situation. What they should do is try to keep the pothole in the center of their vehicle, so that the tires can go around the pothole and their car will avoid getting into the pothole. In case of bike riders, of course, keeping a low speed is vital, obviously, because the potholes are unpredictable. Also, it is advised that they follow one side of the car instead of following the car in the dead center behind them.
Uh-huh.
Because like I said, the car driver tends to keep the pothole in the center of the car.
True.
So if the car avoids the pothole, chances are that you might be a victim of it. So for cars, obviously the pothole should be in the center, and for bikes, they should keep on the side of the car if they are following one.
That brings me very nicely to another point I wanted to make earlier. It's that you should always keep a decent following distance, longer than what you would do in the dry weather. And that's plainly because, as you said, a car could be avoiding your pothole in the front. So you get a lot more judgment time to make whatever kind of adjustments you want to make to your vehicle. Also, the other thing is, because of the weather itself, the roads are slippery. Now, that could be because of oil spills or whatever. So if the car in front of you hits a brake in emergency situation, for that matter, you have a lot more time to stop yourself.
And another thing what happens is that in case of rains, even if it is not raining that heavily, if there is just water accumulated on the road, the water tends to spray behind from the tires.
Yes.
Because the tires are obviously moving at a high speed and they spray water behind. So in both cases, in the case of cars and in case of bikes, it is advisable that the follow distance is increased than usual, so that all these unfortunate incidences can be prevented.
Yes, that's true. Oh, well, Advait, it was good talking about this. Thanks
you.
A lot.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, stay safe. Follow these pointers to be safe on the streets. That's a wrap on this episode of Revving Up. Now, if you guys have any comments, feedback, or even if you want to hear us talk about something specific, don't forget to email us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.